The Toymaker by Peter White. In a calm little village on Christmas Eve night, a toy store's old windowpane twinkled with light. The toymaker, tangled in yo-yos and bows, was fussing with fixing a teddy bear's nose. His fingers were clumsy, his hair all askew. He still had 36 more toys to redo. He growled at a stocking that hung by the fire and reached in and took out a toy to admire. The stitching was perfect, the stuffing was too, but how they achieved it no toy maker knew. No matter how hard the old toy maker tried, he couldn't compare to what Santa supplied. He tried cutting corners, competing on cost, but his toys turned out badly and worsened his loss. The toy maker threw Santa's toy in the fire and ran to a robot he had to rewire. But slipping on marbles, he crashed through the aisles and knocked over tables like domino tiles. The glitter exploded, the bouncy balls rolled, the power tools tumbled and knocked him out cold. For almost an hour he snored in his sleep, until he awoke at a strange little peep. The toy maker poked his head over a shelf and gasped when he spotted a small Christmas elf. The little elf turned and produced a small yelp. "Excuse me," it panicked, "can I get some help? My shoe's stuck in glue and I must get it out. If I don't, I'm afraid I'll fall back from the route." The elf explained quickly he travelled with Santa, from cities to jungles to desert savannas. He fixed all the toys that would break during flight and ensured that the presents arrived working right. While the toy maker listened, he glanced at his shop. His own toys were ruined, his business would flop. "I'll make you a deal," the old toy maker mused. "If you fix my toys, then I'll free your shoes." "Yes, yes, yes," shook the elf. "Just please hurry fast." Then the toy maker sawed the elf out like he asked. "Quick tools," cried the elf with zero delay, but when handed a toolbox, he chucked it away. "You call these things tools?" The elf shook his head as he found his own tool belt to strap on instead. He took out strange scalpels with tiny curved blades, a small zigzag hammer, and half of a spade. The creature moved quickly with very few tricks, but fast as a whirlwind, the workshop was fixed. And all of a sudden, the toy maker seethed, for these toys beat the best that he'd ever achieved. "All right," said the elf, "I must go on my trek." When all of a sudden, a leash roped his neck. "Not so fast," the toy maker yanked on the string. "You're my worker now, so get used to this thing." The elf jumped and jostled and hollered and hit, but the toy maker laughed at the weak little fit. "I command you to build me completely new stock, so I can start selling at 7 o'clock. He cracked the red leash and the elf, lesser thrilled, selected his elf tools and started to build. In minutes, the store shelves were no longer bare. The elf had made toys from what seemed like thin air. There were train sets and tricycles, sailboats and oars, computer games, dartboards, and candies galore. The elf huffed and puffed as he squat for a break, while the toy maker grinned, "All the money I'll make." The wicked man, dabbing the elf's sweaty brow with a kerchief, said, "Don't stop constructing toys now. We're just getting started. You'll have to resume." "Too bad," the elf scowled, "'cause I've run out of room." The creature was right. The workshop was packed. But did that stop the toy maker? No, he just laughed. "Correct," said the man as he wrung his cruel hands. Then he tugged on the leash and said, "Time to expand." The toy maker dragged the elf fast as he could to the cold, icy edge of a neighboring wood. He commanded the elf to destroy a whole crop and use all that lumber to build his new shop. In under an hour, an acre was cleared, and in half of that time, a whole warehouse appeared. The toy maker, joyous, paraded inside and sniffed when he saw what awaited his eyes. There were ribbons and boxes and tinsel and twine, and even a coal-fueled assembly line. "Snap, snap, little elf, you've got plenty of space, so quit sitting down and go pick up the pace." Again, the poor Christmas elf trudged to a bench, then slowly sat down and selected a wrench. "Go faster," the toy maker pulled out a chart. "If we want to beat Santa, we need a head start." "No," the elf coughed. "Oh no, don't even try. You can't win. The North Pole is 10 times this size. There are thousands of elves. It's massive and stunning, with depots, supply chains, and government funding. I'm one little elf, and I can't run this show. Adjust your big dreams and just please let me go." The toy maker knew what the elf said was true. Competing with Santa was too hard to do. Then he got an idea, a treacherous goal, to launch an attack that would conquer North Pole.
Stop making toys, the old man proclaimed. I want Tommy guns, missiles, and things that shoot flames. Start using your talents to transform this place to a fully armed wartime artillery base.
Santa will stop you,
the elf firmly poised.
Too bad, said the man, that he's out giving toys. We attack it tonight. You've got less than an hour to build me an army with nuclear power.
The elf would have run away, wrestled, or quit, but the leash clicked back on and he heard a sharp whip. So using the last of the strength that he bore, he did the dark deed and made weapons for war. Through cold, cloudy vapor, a chopper set forth, the toymaker turning its path to the north. They arrived in an hour, still long before dawn, and the toymaker gasped, oh, how Christmastown shone. From inside a ballroom, bright music was playing as elf silhouettes were all dancing and swaying. But over that humming and strumming and drumming, the poor Christmas folk couldn't hear what was coming. Blam! The whole wall at the front of the hall exploded without any warning at all. The chopper flew in with the evil offender. Its speakers roared loudly, surrender, surrender! The elves squealed and scattered and started to jet, but the chopper shot out an enormous black net. Some snowmen tried charging in one massive huddle, but the chopper flung fire and melted them to puddles. The robots assembled to help the elves' cause, as well as young reindeer and old Mrs. Claus. But they too were snatched in the toymaker's net. Then he hopped out and cheered, "Why, I've got the whole set!" Then he put them to work while they groaned in despair, and he sat with a smile in Santa's big chair. The elves, forced to struggle, began their routines and produced the most wonderful toys ever seen. The toymaker hollered, "All right, take a rest. I must see if these toys pass their quality tests." So the elves slumped outside while the toymaker strayed to the mountain of toys and then started to play. He beamed as he picked up a tractor and truck, then shot a few goals with a stick and a puck. But 5 minutes later, he started to frown because something was missing. What wasn't around? Every toy you could think of was stocked to the ceiling, so why did he feel an unsatisfied feeling? When suddenly, something bizarre caught his eye. There were two tiny elves who were wrestling outside. He peeked through the window and watched the two elves both tussle around in the snow with themselves. Along with their friends, they were all having fun while he watched without friends of his own, not a one. And that moment, the toymaker learned something new. At Christmas time, what's are worth much less than who's. What counts isn't toys, not how good or how many. What counts is the playtime, and really that's plenty. The elves were still playing when out of the blue, the hall's doorway shook and the chopper burst through. The hatch opened wide as the aircraft still soared, and the toymaker grabbed the first elf from his store. As they flew away fast in the bright northern lights, the toymaker asked, "Guide my chopper tonight." The elf understood what the toymaker meant, and he nodded, behind it 100%. Then all through the night, they delivered the toys to all of the planet's good girls and boys. And what happened next? Well, around here they say that the toymaker moved in to help Santa's sleigh. So next time, squint close when the moonlight is right, and you might see a chopper on Christmas Eve night.